In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents.
A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge.
Slow the testing down.
Remove him from office.
No justice, no peace.
Cast a vote that will make you proud.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen.
Hello and welcome to the Betches Sup Podcast. I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Sammy Sage.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, the Betches Sup Podcast is your daily rundown of all the craziest shit going on in the news, brought to you by your two funniest friends.
Which is us.
The election is 2 weeks away.
I know. I'm like just hanging in there, just trying to get through the days. How are you feeling?
It feels like I want it to be now. I mean, it is now. It's happening all around us.
Right.
But at this point, I literally just want the click remote to fast forward and just be like, let's just fucking do this thing. I just need to get to November 3rd. I just need to know.
Right. It's like living in the very heightened state of being on edge where like anything can happen at any moment that makes you feel like excited or horrible or like, and yeah, it's sort of just like living in this very hyper aware state. Where yes. It's like underlying everything and like normalcy feels so far away. And
yeah,
it's not predestined. Like it really can go any way. And like the pieces that will cause that, like they could happen at any moment.
And I've been like having mad flashbacks to 2016. Like I sent in our group chat today that on October 7th of 2016, I shared a screenshot of 538 saying 80% chance of Hillary winning with a caption like, grab them by the ballots, girl, or what?
Okay. Like this is okay. Think about like trauma treatment.
Yeah.
Like just because there was once a trauma doesn't mean there will have to be one in the future. Although that is sort of a hallmark of experiencing trauma. I just try to like counteract those thoughts because I have them too. Like those moments of panic where like, oh my God, like we might not get our lives back for who knows how long. But like I keep trying to remind myself like, okay, just because we always knew Trump was this person, the rest of America had not experienced 4 years of him. And now they have. And like, you do see people who have like changed their minds. And I was reading about how like the never Trumpers are like the ones who are really making the difference. It's the people who are like, you know, I just can't stand with him again.
Yeah.
Those people are and that doesn't mean it's like in the bag, but it is a reality that's happening.
Yes.
And I'm trying to just remind myself that like power in that, and we just have to keep pushing.
100%. There are a ton of differences actually between now and 2016, and those give me hope. And we're going to get into a couple of them today. There's just one programming note.
Yes.
So normally we release our hit limited series, Do You Know Who My Dad Is, on Fridays. But because this week there's going to be a debate on Thursday, we want to make sure to record and publish a recap for you guys. So we will be dropping Do You Know Who My Dad Is in your feed on Thursday this week. And then we'll be back with a debate recap episode on Friday. So just a minor shakeup in the calendar.
Very exciting. Also, the topic of Do You Know Who My Dad Is this week is the McCain and the Romney families.
Very interesting.
Are the McCain and the Romney families. So they go back, you know, longer than one might even know.
Well, I can't.
Everything is nepotism.
Everything is nepotism. That's sort of the like overarching theme of the whole series, basically.
Of life, you could say.
Of life. mean, look around us now. Okay, let's get into
the election.
The election, which is, as we said, happening all around us. Two swing state updates. Early voting is underway in Florida. I know that they've already seen record youth turnout, which is really dope. And the Supreme Court moved that it will allow Pennsylvania to accept absentee ballots within 3 days after the election, even if the postmark is not legible. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court had allowed this. The GOP, because they don't want people to vote, because that's how they win, pushed it all the way to the Supreme Court. Interestingly enough, it was a split decision 8-8 because Miss Amy is not on there yet. And because of that, it went back to the lower court ruling. So it just kind of underscores
the importance of not getting her on the bench.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that because I kind of feel like that is their, like, I don't know, what's it called? Fail safe almost. Yeah. Like making sure that it goes to the Supreme Court, making it close enough that it could be an issue that the Supreme Court could decide and then having her decide it. So like,
yes.
I don't know. I'm really needing like whoever, I'm really needing to get creative.
Yeah, I know. Senate,
to stop this nomination, like do what right? you need to do. I don't know. Like, I'm obviously not an expert on Senate rules, but like get in Mitch McConnell's brain for 1 second and figure out what he would do if he was yes. in this position. Like you really only have like you yes. gotta do, you can do 2 weeks. Come on. Like
tap
you can,
into your inner Mitch McConnell, get an Ouija board out. Yeah. Recall some kind of demon, let it in.
Go into your turtle shell for a moment and figure out a plan and then do the plan.
Yes.
But like really, it's like they have to 2 weeks, like figure out how to stall this for 2 weeks.
Figure it out.
Come on, figure
it the fuck out.
Or mm-hmm. maybe some of these Republicans, like Ben Sasse,
who we'll get into,
maybe they want to like take a stand.
Mitt Romney maybe can stop releasing like fancy notes app statements on Twitter being like, I think we got to tone it down. And I'm like, well, why don't you tone it down?
Right. It's like,
why don't you tone it all the way down right. by voting it down?
Like you are, that should be a slogan. It's like, you are one of the 54 people who actually can make a difference. Imagine being in that position and you get to make the decision and not doing it yet, despite your notes app apologies and your leaked recordings about
yeah.
whatever.
And here's what I don't need. I don't need Senator from California, Dianne Feinstein, freaking hugging Lindsey Graham at the end of the hearing, maskless hugging Lindsey Graham and being like, this is one of the best hearings I've ever been a part of. I'm like, lady, what are you doing?
Right.
What's like
the hearing produced no insights.
It was a horrible hearing. She didn't answer any questions.
The one question she did answer, which was basic, like you're saying you're an originalist and you don't know the five freedoms of the First Amendment.
Yes.
Like if you're starting reading the Bill of Rights from A to B, like you would think that like, you know, sometimes you start a book and you don't get through it. She probably starts at the Second Amendment.
Best hearing Dianne Feinstein's ever been in. The best one.
Dianne like, Feinstein what? Is the Democratic Party's very own Susan Collins.
And that is the fucking tea. That is yeah. the tea.
Get her out. Like, there are so many good people in California, and like, you really can't find one better.
One that's not going to maskless hug Lindsey Graham.
I can think of someone. Zach Braff.
Okay, yeah. The SUP's official position is that we need to replace Dianne Feinstein with Zach Braff.
Exactly.
He's dating Florence Pugh.
Right. And so she does lovely cooking videos. And I could watch those all day.
Right? Okay.
The First Lady of California.
I guess the First Lady of California is
Sorry.
Have a wife. Well, oh my God. It could have been Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah. But okay. Well, I don't know. It's a senator's wives or husbands get a title.
Madam Senator Florence Pugh. I love it. All right. Should we get into the big headlines that we're watching today?
Yes.
All right. So COVID cases across the nation are rising to record levels, and health experts are warning that the pandemic's darkest days are ahead. And yet Trump held two rallies in Arizona, where he just bullied public health experts. He traveled to Tucson, Arizona yesterday, where he defied the city's mask mandate and openly boasted about soliciting campaign donations in exchange for political favors. So just like a classic Trump rally.
Yeah. I don't think this is resonating very well, because
no.
Fauci is like one person who's like widely trusted by anyone who is not a QAnon member.
Yes.
So you are alienating like every sane person, even those who are conservatives and yeah. who like want Amy Coney Barrett on the bench.
Truly. So basically it came out, Trump went to this rally. This was after he just sort of went off about Fauci on a campaign call that was recorded, because everyone's recording him all the time. And I don't know why he doesn't understand that. But he called him and other health experts idiots that no one wants to listen to. Let's hear a clip.
People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots, these people that have gotten it wrong. Every time he goes on television, there's always a bomb. But there's a bigger bomb if you fire him. But Fauci's a disaster. I mean, this guy's, if I listened to him, we'd have 500,000 deaths.
I mean, that is patently ridiculous, but.
Yeah. And whatever. You know what this is all really about is that Fauci's popular and he's not. And Fauci got played by Brad Pitt on SNL and he didn't. And that's like what all of it's about.
Show me the lie.
He also spent the day yesterday making fun of Fauci, like on Twitter, because his first pitch at the Nationals game was bad. And then he retweeted YouTube videos of himself throwing a baseball. I'm like, babe, you can't walk down the stairs.
You can't walk down a ramp. You can't make it down like a 15 degree incline, bro, without like a 3-day problem.
Truly.
And then you have to talk about it in your rally. Remember when he did that?
Yes.
The man who draws the hurricane path on the Sharpie is actually trying to engage in a battle of wits with the man who stopped the HIV epidemic.
Yeah,
I mean, what's happening here?
Well, another one of his things, he's like, Fauci's been around 500 years. It's so funny. It's like, yeah, he's an experienced health official. He's been through many administrations. He has experience.
Also, Trump has been around quite a while, too, acting like a clown.
Yeah. And also, you're going to retweet an embarrassing video of Fauci, who's a little tiny scientist who had it's not we shouldn't be expecting Fauci to throw a baseball.
It's actually better than he can. It's actually better.
It's not his job. Trump dancing yesterday is psychotic.
Oh, my God.
He's like weird, jerky movements. And then he kind of like. He like serves it up to the audience with his hands. Like, it's very fucking weird.
You know, also speaking of just like weird movements that are evidence of like really poor chakra alignment, like Tiffany Trump, that video at the Pride event. Oh, my God. Like,
yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, Tiffany Trump hosted a Trump Pride event
for like 5 people.
She very specifically left the T out of LGBTQIA, which I thought, like, she knows.
Yeah. I didn't watch the whole event, but I wonder if she was like, I have a ton of gay friends.
She did.
Well, when she came out in the audience, she was like, some of my friends are here. It's like, who, bitch?
She did. She was like, everyone's lying about my dad and people are so mean to me because they say, how can you have so many gay friends still be nice to your dad? Like, her whole thing is that she has gay friends.
So I guess we could move on to the next story. Yesterday, Trump also lashed out at Kristen Welker, an NBC News journalist who will moderate the next debate. He referred to Welker as a radical Democrat, saying she's been screaming questions at me for a long time. She's no good. She is also a woman of color. No surprise there that he would single out.
Lash out at her in a particularly aggressive way.
Yeah, in a way that dog whistles. Barely about
angry black woman. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, the debate commission has announced that Vice President Joe Biden and Trump will have their microphones muted during portions of Thursday's final debate. So basically during like the first 2 minutes where they get to answer the question, the other one's microphone will be muted. But then after that, when they can like get into it, it won't be muted. And then Trump will said he'll debate despite the rule change. See, he's stupid. He should have argued for them to be muted the whole time. But because that's what makes people hate him, when he lashes out
and acts crazy. I know.
But of course, he gets it his own way.
Also, nothing will be fun because he's just going to be muted. He's not going to stop interrupting. So he'll just be like wildly like saying stuff and won't be able to.
That's so true. I didn't even think of that.
He's
going to
look completely absurd.
That is exciting.
He's still going to say wrong or do whatever. Like, he can't stop himself.
And it's going to look like a carnival barker who's literally on mute.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful. The memes. Think of the memes, Elise.
The memes. The memes are going to be so good.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. For our next topic, we are going to round things out by talking about how some Republicans are abandoning ship as Trump's poll numbers continue to plummet and all signs point to a devastating White House loss that takes the Senate down with it.
But don't get overconfident.
But also still vote. And also this was
be really aggressive this time, about voting.
This time 4 years ago, this was also happening. So just remember that. And then we're going to talk about this fun thing, but also don't get complacent.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, audio leaked of Nebraskan Republican Senator Ben Sasse railing against Trump in a call with constituents. Let's listen.
I'm not at all apologetic for having fought for my values against his in places where I think his are deficient, not just for a Republican, but for an American. So the way he kisses dictators' butts. The United States now regularly sells out our allies under his leadership. The way he treats women and spends like a drunken sailor. He mocks evangelicals behind closed doors. His family has treated the presidency like a business opportunity. He's flirted with white supremacists. At the beginning of the COVID crisis, he refused to treat it seriously. First, he ignored COVID, and then he went into full economic shutdown mode. He was the one who said 10 to 14 days of shutdown would fix this, and that was always wrong. I mean, and so I don't think the way he's led through COVID has been reasonable or responsible. I'm worried that if President Trump loses, as looks likely, that he's going to take the Senate down with him. I'm now looking at the possibility of a Republican bloodbath in the Senate. And that's why I've agreed to serve on his reelection committee. And it's why I'm not campaigning for him.
Okay, well, maybe don't let him also take the Supreme Court down with him as well.
Illegitimately. Also, You could, in theory, have voted to remove him. You could still do that.
Yeah, exactly. You had the opportunity to actually vote to remove him from office.
It's like, at what point does it not enter his head like, oh, wait, I'm one of the actual people who gets a say here.
And I don't crazy.
Talk about it. Like, I can do something. And he doesn't.
No, he does nothing because ultimately he does want a conservative Supreme Court to do all the conservative bullshit that they're going to do. By a similar token, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, who is up for election, vote for MJ Hagar, said in an interview with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram editorial board that he has disagreements with Trump that he handles privately.
Okay.
Which is cute. I'm sure that he and Trump have really nice conversations on the phone where he handles their disagreements. Senator Martha McSally avoided saying whether she was proud of her support for Trump at an October debate, though she had no problem appearing with him at his Arizona rally yesterday. And everyone's favorite, Susan Collins, has refused to say who she'll vote for in November. I bet she writes in Kanye.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the governor of Maryland wrote in Ronald Reagan?
Yeah. And did you see that Ronald Reagan's son said that his dad would like think that this was the craziest, like the worst thing ever? It's like Ronald Reagan probably wouldn't write in Ronald Reagan. So like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. Who is that? Literally, when I saw that, I was like, who is that for?
It's
anyone that would be impressed by you writing in Ronald Reagan is, I don't know, one person, you would get more goodwill if you were just like, I voted for Biden. Like, why did you write in Ronald Reagan? I think that brings us to the end.
It does. And until the return of democracy, hopefully in 2 weeks.
Yep. I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Sammy Sage.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast. The Betches Sup podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Amanda Duberman. Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send your emails to sup@betches.com.
Betches.